All right, we are live here with a Schloss rant from the Philadelphia suburbs, Saturday night here around 8 o'clock. And want to recap last week. It's been a while since I jumped back on the pod, but I am currently the number one NFL handicapper in the world right now. I'm sitting at 22-7-1 on the season. The picks are absolutely on fire. 4 straight weeks at 4-1 or better, including last week where we go 4-1. The only game that we lose is the Saints, and I know the Saints have lost again since then, but the Saints laying 1.5 at the Texans last week. We gave out the Vikings -3 that they cover. We gave out the Commanders getting 1.5, and they win the game outright at the Falcons. We gave you this one. We had to sweat out after a rough first half, but we give you the Rams laying 7. They win by double digits. And the one play that no one, and when I say no one, I really mean absolutely no one in America, in Canada, in the world was given out, and that was the New York Football Giants getting 15 points because, again, I stress to you the importance of Brian Daboll knowing all about that Buffalo Bill organization and all about Josh Allen and the Giants. Even though me as a big-time fan of the football team, they didn't win the game, but I gave them out as an official play at plus 15, and they almost win the game, lose by 1 yard, but they cover within the 15 points. So we go 4-1 last week. Again, 4 straight weeks going 4-1 or better. In the last 4 weeks, we are 17-2-1. I want you to process that, folks. 17 wins, 2 losses, and 1 push. There is no other podcast giving out publicly documented plays that is approaching those type of numbers. Now, again, we're doing these in the way that the Circa Survivor contest is doing it. Not the Circa Survivor, the Circa Millions contest is doing it. And even their person who's winning it is right now, they are sitting at 23-5-2. So again, I'm only one loss, or I should say only one win behind them. I'm 2 losses behind them because they had an extra push. But that just goes to show you that, again, people entering that contest, you got to lay down pretty sizable investment. I am one win behind there. If you factored me into that, I'd be tied for fifth at 22-7-1. And I'm not quite sure where you can find their plays, but they're probably not doing a podcast and they're probably not publicly documenting those plays against the number. Again, picking these NFL games, the guys in the back room, the guys working, you know, for the different avenues online, these numbers are as sharp as physically possible. They know everyone's into these games. They stand to lose or win big. And I'm talking from the end of the person running the books. They stand to lose or big money depending on how sharp these lines. They're not putting out lazy numbers. They're not putting out research. They're not going to be beat, especially when you consider that you're laying that 10% on the VIG. But again, I am 22-7-1 for the year. Now, the one thing I did lose, Survivor. And quite frankly, this is what I get. I made a deal with the devil. I said, I'll take the Eagles in the Survivor contest. And I know this is a week late, this rant. But for me to back the team that I hate the most in sports, the team that plays basically in the backyard of where I'm sitting right now, what a disgrace. This is why, really, if you don't want to back teams you don't like, you shouldn't even bother. But I really thought that them against the Jets was going to be the smart play to make. And when Jalen Hurts threw that dopey interception, even me as the Giant fan that I am, the Eagle fan that I am, was annoyed and upset because I'm out of the Survivor contest that I was doing, which had over $100,000 on the line if I was able to make it all the way. And it's not like I've never backed the Eagles before. There's a couple that come to mind. 2013, Week 17 against the Cowboys, I recall cleaning up on that. And 2017 in the NFC title game against the Vikings, I backed the Eagles too. And those games won. So it's not like I never do it. I always am looking to be the smartest guy in the room. I'm always looking to give out the smartest plays whenever possible, whether it's online or talking to people in person. But look, I made a deal with the devil here, and I lost. And I get exactly what I deserve for backing the stupid Philadelphia Eagles. them losing that game makes me root even harder for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I know we're going cross sport here because I want these fans and people who root for the Eagles most likely root for the Phillies. I want them to be disappointed. I want them to be upset. So quite frankly, go D-backs. We're back in the D-backs. And again, I get what I deserve for making a deal with the devil and trying to have the Philadelphia Eagles have me advance past week six in the Survivor contest that I was a part of. I mean, just a dumb decision, though, to touch back on that with Jalen Hurts. You can't throw off your back foot like that into double coverage. You really thought that Zach Wilson was going to beat you? I mean, I've said this before. A punt is not always a bad play. If you're in a position where you're punting the ball, it means it's not a must get where you can't turn the ball over and give the ball back to the other team. And Jalen Hurts thought otherwise. He said, I'll just throw it up. The Jets go right in. And then Hurts can't come back and score to win the ball game. All right, now, want to give you the picks for this week as we look to continue our absolutely scorching start that has led me through for the first 6 weeks to be the number one NFL handicapper in the world and definitely online giving out publicly documented picks. All right, the first game, we're going to keep it relatively local, 100 miles down the road here. We'll get to the more local game in a little bit, but give me the Commanders laying the 3 against my New York Football Giants. Again, I know the Giants looked respectable overall last week. They kept the game close. They had leads in the games, but their offense is pathetic. And do not underestimate the fact that Brian Daboll had extreme amount of knowledge on Josh Allen, the way he moves, the way the plays are going to be called when they line up in different formations, and how to counter that. And I really think that was a big part of the Giants being able to cover that, you know, very large number, but do more so than cover it, be able to almost win the game outright. But 75% of the dollars is going with the Commanders, only 56% of the bets. So, I mean, it's kind of a tricky situation here where a lot of the money is flowing there, but not as much with the bets. So I think we're on the right side here, and I know that this game opened with the Commanders laying 2 points, but I still think that the fact that that Washington has been able to keep it close in games with Philadelphia, I think that that's a good team, obviously a really good team in the Eagles. I think that laying the 3, and I know they're on the road, I still think that this is the smart play to do. I'm not going to get bamboozled by the fact that the Giants covered against the Buffalo Bills and think, all right, our season might be over. We're sitting here at 1-5 if you're a fan of the Giants like me. But, you know, we're going to go win this divisional game and, you know, we'll see what happens from here. No, no way, no shot. Give me the Commanders laying the 3 on the road up there in North Jersey. The next game. This game might be me simply saying I think I know so much more about picking these games than anyone else. And I might be insane for even putting this on the card no matter which side you pick. And the game is the Las Vegas Raiders at the Bears. And I'm taking the Bears plus the 3 points. I just can't run out or run up to the window or log on to my little iPhone here and back the Raiders laying points on the road. I can't do it. I don't care that the Bears are playing a Division II quarterback, but you have to also remember, Jimmy G is out against the Bears this week. I got to take the home team, and I got to take the 3 points. So I think this is a smart play simply based on the number, on that 3 points. I don't think the Bears are anything special. They're obviously not very good. But, I mean, Fields, if he's not doing it with his running, and I know he's not playing, but I bring this up to the fact that if he's not doing it with his running, he's usually struggling to throw the ball. And I think that the fact that you're getting a guy that might be a little bit more of a pocket passer is okay. And I know they've got Las Vegas has an excellent pass rusher in Max Crosby, but I think that if you're not always looking to run the ball from the quarterback spot, I think that maybe he's able to take shots down the field and at least move the ball. He was 10 of 14 last week, mostly short passes. I get all that, but I think that when you've got two, you know, substandard quarterbacks, and Vegas hasn't said who's going to play quarterback for the Raiders, or the Raiders haven't said who's going to play quarterback for them, whether it's Hoyer, whether it's Aiden O'Connell or whatever his name is. Bad quarterbacks, I'll take the 3 points, and I will take them with the Bears. Las Vegas Raiders at the Bears. Give me the Bears plus 3. Next game, Lions at the Ravens, and the Ravens are at home, and they are laying 3 points. This, if you pick the Lions here, listen, you might win the game with the Lions getting the 3, all right, whatever, but this is the ultimate trendy dog. This is the ultimate sucker bet if you're going to back the Lions. They're great. They're sitting there at 5-1. I get all that, but let's see Jared Goff go outside in less than ideal weather conditions with the wind in this mid-Atlantic region. The line hasn't flipped. It hasn't moved, despite the fact that 83% of the bets and 69% of the dollars on the Lions. I mean, so it hasn't, as much as I would like it to be the Ravens only laying 2 or 2.5, it's not moving. Not moving at all. That, to me, says that the people making these numbers, again, and I've mentioned this several times this year, how sharp these guys got to be when making the numbers, when booking these games, hasn't moved. I like that in my favor. Give me the Ravens minus 3. It's not 3.5, so that hook's not going to beat you. I like that too. So even if you end up pushing, it's not a total disaster in this spot. So give me the Ravens minus 3 points. And another reason, I should have mentioned this earlier, but another reason, with the Ravens, the Lions struggle to defend rushing quarterbacks, and also Lamar Jackson has only lost to one NFC team in his career. If you know what team that is, then you probably would if it's me, because it's the New York Football Giants last year. All right, the next pick. I touched on this team earlier. We're going to the game in my backyard here. Miami Dolphins at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles were disappointed last week, and we've covered this. Even me, as someone backing them in a survivor pool, I was disappointed. Miami is the high-flying, the greatest show on surf, a little play on the greatest show on turf from that old, you know, those old Rams teams around 99, 2000, 2001. Miami and Tua, they are 2-12, I believe it is, in their last 12 games as road dogs. I think the Eagles are going to bounce back. If you know anything about Tua, people question his arm strength. People question his ability to play in less than ideal weather conditions. Probably should be wind gusts. I think the fact that the Dolphins, look, they have puffed out their record against teams like the Broncos, teams like the Giants, teams like the New England Patriots, the Carolina Panthers. These are the absolute bottom feeders of the NFL. They're facing a real tough team. I'm only laying the 2.5 with the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm not going to be out here, even though I'm picking the Eagles, I'm not going to be saying fly, Eagles, fly, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. But I think the smart play here is to lay the 2.5 with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Hurts bounces back. This is probably one of the premier games you'll see all year in the National Football League. But I think if you are backing the Philadelphia Eagles, it is the right time to do so, because they lost last week, and it's less than 3 points against the Dolphins. Next game, Chargers getting 5.5 at the Kansas City Chiefs. If you're going to take the Los Angeles Chargers as a favorite, you need your head examined. I, however, will take the Chargers on the road. I think the sheer number of points being 5.5, I think this is the smart play. Again, we talk about sucker play all the time here. We talk about people just, I'll run to the window. I'll take the Chiefs. I don't really care what the number is. They usually cover. Patrick Mahomes is great. Travis Kelce is a Hall of Famer, probably the best receiving tight end in the history. Taylor Swift, Donna Kelce, whatever. But I'm taking the Los Angeles Chargers here. 57% of the bets, while 68% of the money is going towards the Chargers. You know how much I like those ratios there. I like a road dog in the division. It's not like the Chiefs have never lost to the Chargers outright in Kansas City in the Mahomes era. Think back to 2018. Chargers went in there and beat them with Phillip Rivers and Anthony, whatever his name is, Anthony Lynn, the old coach. some of the stuff Brandon Staley does with the going for it all the time makes me want to pull whatever hair I have left on my head out. But I like the number. This is surely a numbers play here, getting the 5.5 points. If Herbert is going to be a big-time quarterback, eventually he's got to win some type of signature statement game. I'm not quite sure that's tomorrow, but I think 5.5, and I think maybe a backdoor cover here. I don't see the Chiefs blowing them out. I could see it being maybe a 13-point game. I could see the Chargers scoring 7 points or, 8 points going for two for whatever the reason and getting it, not whatever the reason, that would bring it, you know, to closer, whatever. I could see the Chargers having a backdoor. I think my math was a little bit off there. I could see the Chargers absolutely 100% having a backdoor cover here to win the game against the number. So to summarize the picks here, the Commanders laying 3 at the Giants, the Bears getting 3 at home against the Las Vegas Raiders, the Ravens at home versus the Lions laying the 3, Philly laying the 2.5 against Miami, and the Chargers getting the 5.5 on the road as we look to continue our picks, our hot streak, 17-2-1 in the last 4 weeks, 22-7-1 against the number overall on the season, 75.8% winners if you follow the picks so far. We'd have the second most number of wins if we were in the Las Vegas Circa Millions competition, and we'd be tied for 5th overall in that Circa Millions competition with the 22-7-1 record. All right, let's run the board with the rest of the games here because we have the 5 official plays in. I'll give you some leans. These, of course, are not official plays, and then we'll end with a little bit of the baseball and the Diamondbacks and the Phillies and the Rangers and the Astros. All right, Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Atlanta is getting 2.5 points. This is just too tough of a game for me to give out an official play on. Obviously, the Buccaneers started off 3-1. They came off the bye week. They lost to the Detroit Lions. I mean, this is really a game in division where it's who knows. You'd like to see Bijan Robinson get some more yards on the ground. Tampa Bay has a pretty strong run defense. If you take away that 201-yard performance the Eagles did against them on the ground, they'd look really good. So it's kind of like a strong matchup here. So that's why I can't pick this game. If I had to lean, I would lean on getting the Buccaneers laying the 2.5 points just because I don't think Desmond Ridder is any good. So let me correct that. The Buccaneers laying the 2.5 points. Again, don't think Desmond Ridder is any good. On to the next game that I'm not playing. Buffalo at New England. Buffalo favored by 7.5. I think this was up to 8.5 at one point. So Lions moving back towards Buffalo with clearly people taking New England to bring it back. I can't give a play on this. Buffalo's dominated New England. But with Belichick, I mean, this might be he's really at his wit's end. The team stinks. But maybe he is able to cover it. So if I had to pick it, just simply being the sheer contrarian that I am, I would go with New England getting the 7.5 points. Again, these are not official plays if you're just tuning in at this point in the podcast. These are leans based on what I'm seeing. Cleveland at Indianapolis. Cleveland laying 3.5. We know the Cleveland had a huge win last weekend with the old XFL quarterback, whatever his name is, doesn't matter, with Deshaun Watson out. Cleveland looking amazing, beating the 49ers at the gun with a 41-yard missed field goal against them. So I would continue to play Cleveland. I know this is not really a sharp play. You have to lay 3.5, unfortunately. But I would take Cleveland. I think that if Gardner Minshew's in there, I just don't think he's as good as some people have thought. He's not a great starting quarterback. He's good at coming in the middle of games. So I would go with Cleveland. Next game. This one was one that almost made the card. Pittsburgh laying 3 on the road at the Rams, I should say. They don't really have much of a home field advantage if you're the Rams, but I would still take them. Pittsburgh has only scored 5 offensive touchdowns in their 5 games so far, so they're just not that great. I know that they covered 2 weeks ago and won the game outright against the Ravens, but I would take the Rams here laying the 3. I think that they've shown enough. They've got 2 legitimate weapons on the offensive side with definitely the better quarterback in Stafford over Pickett. Next game, Arizona at Seattle. Seattle's going to look to bounce back from a tough pick. You want to check the number here. FanDuel's showing 8.5. Something called PointsBet, which I believe is in New Jersey, not in Pennsylvania, is 7.5. for the, if you want to take the Seahawks, that would be the better number there. I would have to go for my official lean. I'm going to go with Seattle if I can get that 7.5. I just don't think Arizona's very good. We called it last week. We said that there's definitely been some regression since they were able to beat the Cowboys, since they were able to cover, I think, their first three games. I just don't think they're any good. I think that the quarterback, Joshua Dobbs, has turned into a pumpkin. I know that they've been spirited in their games. They've competed. But I think Seattle will look to bounce back. And so Seattle laying the 7.5 would be my lean on the game. Green Bay at Denver. Different lines here, but Green Bay laying a point, if I can get that, which is what MGM is showing, I would definitely lean that way. I just don't think the Broncos are very good. I don't think getting a point or getting a point and a half is really all that valuable. I think that Jordan Love, it's kind of funny to say it, I think he might be better than Russell Wilson. So give me the Packers there in a lean. And the last game, I believe this is the Monday night game, the 49ers at Minnesota. FanDuel's got the 49ers only laying 6.5. So I would go with the 49ers there for my official lean. I think they look to bounce back. I don't think Brock Purdy all of a sudden turned into a pumpkin. I like that I get that under the 7 points. We've given out picks with the Vikings this year, and they've tend to do okay. We think we've given them out 2 of the last 3 weeks. They covered against Carolina as a small favorite. They beat the Bears as a small favorite. We didn't pick it when they played the Chiefs. But, yeah, I think that 49ers are definitely the better team here. I think getting it under a touchdown is where I'd want to be. So those are some leans for the week. Now on to the baseball. I mentioned earlier I'm rooting pretty heavily for the Arizona Diamondbacks against the Phillies. And look, when I was out there in Phoenix, Arizona for the greater part of 10 years, plus 4 more years down there in Tucson at the U of A, every time I walked into that dopey little Chase Field, formerly known as Bank One Ballpark, they'd have a video screen playing Game 7, the Luis Gonzalez hit against the Yankees, and Mariano Rivera, and it upset me to no end. So, yeah, it's a little bit tough for me to back the D-backs and root for them. But listen, after last week, after getting knocked out by that survivor pool with the Eagles, like I mentioned, I want their fans to be even more miserable, want to pile it on them. I don't dislike the D-backs or the little engine that could right now. The fact that they even the series at 2-2 was a surprise to many people. So I'm rooting for them pretty heavily. Last night was an exciting game. Gabby Moreno, the catcher, who ain't even making $1 million, which is a lot of money, obviously. I think his salary is like $949,000. I think I looked it up. But that's a lot of money for normal people. But the fact that they got a guy like that coming through with clutch hits, they're a very likable team. Christian Walker's there, guy who's been there for a handful of years. So they're an exciting team to root for. And one thing I will credit the Philly fans for is for buying some of those tickets and not using them just to kind of keep the place a little quieter. I thought that was pretty funny, pretty creative. The D-backs weren't supposed to be here. They come back last night from 5-2 down after they had squandered a lead of 2-0. So, listen, it's anyone's series. I think first pitch probably was just thrown. Got a little notification on the phone. So it's exciting. Now, the angry series on the other side. I should say even angrier because I'm rooting for the D-backs and I'll be angry if the Phillies win. Houston Astros, they were down 2-0 and all of a sudden they're back in it and they're up 3-2. So I'll say this again, and this is a theme I've been beating down pretty much since June and July when the Yankee season really took a turn for the worse. Cashman, Levine, Steinbrenner, you can all tell me that baseball is a crapshoot, the postseason's a crapshoot, and we've been unlucky, and we've, you know, all these metrics show how great we've been. Meanwhile, Houston is 1 game away from going to their 5th World Series in the past 7 years, and I can't even make a World Series since 2009 as a Yankee fan. Here the Astros are. Verlander's back on the team, obviously, since being acquired in July, and they're probably going to go to the World Series. Yet again, stupid Altuve, stupid Alex Bregman. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable. And I got to listen again to how it's a crapshoot and how we've been just so unlucky. But yet somehow Dusty Baker and before that AJ Hinch get the Astros to the World Series 5 times in 7 years. They've already won 2 of the past 6 years. It's just, it's so angering. How can this team never, ever not get a clutch hit? And that dopey Altuve getting a clutch hit the other night upsets me to no end, or last night, I should say. Why are they still here? Why can't the Yankees do this? The Red Sox are no longer my chief rival. I've said this time and time. You can't even call the Yankees and Astros a rivalry because all they do is lose to them 15, 17, 19, 22, year after year. This dopey Houston Astro team knocks the Yankees out. And I blame this on, honestly, I blame this on Christopher Mad Dog Russo for putting the Malloy on the Astros. He called them after the Yankees were up 3-2 in the ALCS. He called them an absolutely gutless organization. And all they've done since then is win clutch game after clutch game after clutch game, getting clutch hit after clutch hit and clutch hit. So I'm mad about the Astros. Watch them go win another World Series. Just watch it happen. Watch it happen. And I don't ever want to hear another thing from the Yankees if they win it, if they win, because it's just pathetic. All right, got a little heated here. Sloss Rant live, Philadelphia suburbs. Go D-backs. Yeah, we're back in the D-backs. Go D-backs. And enjoy the games tomorrow. Enjoy the picks. Listen, I'm due for these picks to turn a little bit the other way, despite the fact of how boastful I've been on this entire podcast. But, you know, play them. Don't play them. Play your own games. It doesn't matter. Right now, again, 22-7-1, 17-2-1 the last 4 weeks. Sauce Rant, live, Philly Suburbs. We'll see you later, everyone.